Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Sweden. A political forum event called Almedalen Week, also known as the Politicians' Week, took place in the city of Visby on the Swedish island of Gotland from June 23rd to the 27th. Practitioners of Falun Gong introduced the practice at the event and told people about the CCP's 26-year-long persecution. Their efforts received the attention and support of a number of Swedish politicians and the public. Politicians' Week began in 1968. Every summer, politicians from different parties, businesses, media, non-governmental organizations, and individuals from all circles gather in this medieval city to hold seminars on topics such as current social issues, technological research and development, politics, economics, and culture. The event this year had over 2,400 forums. Around 100,000 people attended. The award-winning documentary, State Organs, was screened on June 26th, and nearly 100 people attended. The film became the focus of discussions and seminars related to China. Audience members were shocked by the truth revealed in the film and urged an end to the CCP's brutality of forced organ harvesting. Some media reporters also attended the screening and reported on it.
USA. The Southeast U.S. Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference was held in Milton, Georgia on July 7th. Falun Dafa practitioners from surrounding cities and six states participated in the conference and gathered for a group photo. Multiple practitioners shared their experiences. Some challenges mentioned by the practitioners in their cultivation essays included failing to maintain a righteous mindset, concern with validating self, resentment, looking outward rather than inward when encountering problems, and comparing self with others. Mr. Liu from Atlanta said he has practiced Falun Dafa for years, but now has a deeper understanding of looking inward. He said, "When everything goes well, it's easy to look inward. However, when things don't go well, when there are conflicts or contradictions, and when you disagree with other practitioners, it's a good opportunity to look inward. You can immediately see what's wrong with you that led to this situation. It is very likely that you will find your attachments and see where you really need to improve."
Bulgaria. Falun Dafa practitioners from the southern part of Bulgaria held an event on June 29 in the city of Stara Zagora. The event was held on the main pedestrian street where practitioners often hold events. Two petitions were available for signatures, one that condemned the human rights violations committed by the CCP, and a national petition organized by the Bulgarian Falun Dafa Association, which aims to protect Bulgarian citizens and institutions from becoming complicit in the crime of illegal organ transplantation. Some passersby were also interested in Falun Dafa and its moral teachings. Maria came to the booth because she heard about the CCP's atrocities against Falun Dafa and asked practitioners many questions. She signed the petitions and purchased a copy of the book Juan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa teachings, so she could learn more about the practice. A booth visitor named Angel also purchased the book. He said he heard about Falun Dafa on the internet and the benefits of practicing it.
France. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information booth at St. Louis Square in the city of Metz on June 28th. Their activities caught the attention of many residents and tourists. Around 20 local residents said they were interested in practicing Falun Dafa and asked how to contact local practitioners and inquired about the details of the local practice site. Practitioners performed the exercises, gave waist drum performances, and distributed flyers. Passersby were drawn to the display board with information on the persecution suffered by practitioners and were particularly shocked to learn about the illegal organ harvesting perpetrated by the CCP. Many people signed a petition to express their support for practitioners' efforts to expose the persecution.
Slovakia. In the western communities of Nitra, Myjava, and Skalica, petition drives garnered support for Falun Dafa during June and early July. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises and told residents about the practice and its persecution by the CCP. Nitra is a city of 80,000 inhabitants. Practitioners visited the community on July 4th and 5th during a commemorative holiday. Many people were in the area for festivities and expressed support for Falun Dafa. Retired veterinarian Vilimic hadn't heard of the persecution of Falun Dafa before, but he had his own experience of the communist regime and said he understood the practitioner's plight. He signed a petition to end the persecution of Falun Dafa in China and said to practitioners, "Don't give up." Some people were interested in learning about the practice itself. Lenka tried the Falun Dafa exercises. She said that she would like to go to the practice site and said, "The exercises make me feel good, and I'd like to do them very much."
Switzerland. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa in the capital city of Bern on June 28th. They also exposed the 26-year-long persecution by the CCP, hoping to bring the brutality to an end. Two parliament members wrote letters of support. That morning, practitioners read a letter in front of the Chinese embassy. They explained that the CCP's suppression was wrong and urged the officials to follow their conscience instead of blindly following the CCP to commit bad deeds. Longtime supporter of Falun Dafa practitioners and member of the Zurich legislature, Hans Egli, called for more support to end the persecution in a recent letter. A member of St. Gallen legislature, Eva Keller, has also been supportive of Falun Dafa practitioners for years. She wrote that what practitioners suffered in the persecution was beyond description. The suppression has now been exported outside China, which raises additional concerns. Many passers-by signed petitions calling to end the suppression. One of them was nursing student Alois Marler. He said, "We have to help practitioners."
USA. Practitioners in New Jersey held introductory activities in Seaside Heights on June 29 and at Asbury Park on July 5th. Many vacationers learned about the benefits of practicing Falun Dafa and how the Chinese Communist Party persecutes it. Many people expressed concern about the CCP's extension of its persecution to the U.S. They also signed the petition to show their support for the Falun Gong Protection Act. With its opposition to live organ harvesting in China, the bill was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives and must now go to the Senate for approval. On July 5th, many vacationers at the seashore in Asbury Park also signed the petition to support the Falun Gong Protection Act.
Saipan, USA. As four U.S. Air Force fighter jets flew overhead, the Saipan Liberation Day and U.S. Independence Day parade kicked off in the village of Susup in the Northern Mariana Islands on July 4th. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to join the parade. Their banner team, parade float, and waist drum performances were well received. Parade goers gathered on both sides of the street, exuding excitement, joy, and community pride. 58 groups participated in the event. When the Falun Dafa entourage passed by the viewing stage, practitioners presented brochures and origami paper lotus flowers to government dignitaries, representatives of the U.S. Navy, Army, Air Force, and others to help them learn about the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution of practitioners in China and the extent to which governments around the world expressed support for Falun Dafa.
Czech Republic. The Karlovy Vary International Film Festival was held in the city of Karlovy Vary on July 4th and 5th. It is one of the country's most significant cultural events, drawing thousands of visitors each year, and included prominent figures from the film industry. Falun Dafa practitioners set up information booths in the city to raise awareness of the CCP's ongoing human rights abuses in China. One booth was located in a quiet, shaded area where passersby could receive flyers, talk with practitioners, and sign a petition calling attention to the CCP's ongoing human rights abuses in China. The event was calm and respectful. Practitioners told people about Falun Dafa's core principles, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and about the CCP's persecution. Some visitors came with the intention to show support, stating they already knew about the situation and did not require further explanation. One such visitor, the director of an advertising agency, offered additional help by proposing to assist with the printing of informational materials. A well-known actor also visited the booth and signed the petition, expressing genuine interest and support.
Canada. The 2025 Calgary Stampede Parade kicked off on July 4th. More than 100 teams marched through Calgary's city center. The entire parade lasted nearly 4 hours and was broadcast live on TV. 300,000 spectators gathered on both sides of the route to watch one of the largest parades in North America. The Falun Dafa team was welcomed by the parade attendees, who praised the values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and the offering of the group, which showcased traditional Chinese culture. It included the Tianguo marching band, a Falun Dafa boat float, and a rousing performance from the Chinese waist drum team. Also in Canada, the annual Canada Day Parade took place in the city of Aurora on July 1st. Many spectators praised the Tianguo marching band and exercise demonstration. Among them was a school teacher named Erin. She thought the band was outstanding and commented, "Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance tell the meaning of life." The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A 68-year-old woman in Hebei province was taken to a drug rehabilitation center after she appeared in court in May for her faith in Falun Gong. The drug rehabilitation center has several signs at its entrance. One lists its formal name, Wuhan Wuzhong Psychiatric Hospital, and Shenning Town Jitang Traditional Chinese Medicine Hospital Drug Rehabilitation Medical Consortium. It is the official drug rehabilitation center of the local police departments. It is unclear what treatments would be given to Ms. Chen, who has no mental illness or drug addiction. Her only offense is her firm belief in Falun Dafa. Prior to her latest persecution, Ms. Chen was arrested and her home has been raided multiple times. Her husband divorced her and her son drowned in 2001 while she was in detention for her faith. Falun Gong gave her hope to carry on, but she has faced non-stop persecution for many years.
When Ms. Liu Yuzhou finished serving 4 years in prison in 2020 for practicing Falun Gong, she was no longer the outgoing, unrelenting, and sharp person she once was. After Ms. Liu was admitted to prison, the authorities did not allow her to purchase daily necessities. To make extra income, the authorities at the prison forced the inmates and Falun Gong practitioners to work extremely long hours every day without pay. Those who did not finish the assigned workload would be punished. Ms. Liu was an employee of a private company when she was arrested in 2016. By the time of her release, she had lost 4 years of salary. Because she continued to practice Falun Gong, no one would hire her. She was also denied any pension insurance or low-income subsidy. The physical torture, mental trauma, and financial deprivation took a heavy toll on Ms. Liu's health. She gradually lost the use of her limbs and her mobility. She now has difficulty speaking clearly and is bedridden, relying completely on her family for care and financial support.
Three Hulaudao City residents have been detained for a month because of their faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Xing Jiachou and his wife, Ms. Zhang Shouying, were arrested at home last month. Mr. Liu Yan was arrested the same night, when he went to visit the couple and answered yes when the police asked him if Falun Gong was good. This was not the first time that Mr. Xing, a farmer, and his wife had been targeted for their faith. They began practicing Falun Dafa in 1996 and credit it for giving them a happy life. Mr. Xing was previously arrested in 2002 and sentenced to 6 years. In prison, he was brutally beaten. The police attempted to arrest Mr. Xing again in 2012. Neither he nor his wife were home, so the police harassed their parents instead. The couple were placed on a wanted list and eventually arrested in 2014. They were both sentenced, with Mr. Xing receiving 3.5 years and Ms. Zhang 3 years.
A Daqing City resident recently lost his appeal of a 4-year prison sentence because he practices Falun Gong. Mr. Sun Daquo, 46, a seafood vendor, began practicing Falun Gong in 2012. He shared an apartment with two other practitioners, Mr. Sun Wei Zhong and Mr. Zhang Li Guo. One day, in 2022, Mr. Sun and another Falun Gong practitioner, Mr. Dai Ji Dong, drove to a nearby county to deliver food products. While filling up the gas tank in their truck, Mr. Dai gave the gas station attendant a booklet about Falun Gong, who then passed it to someone in a black car behind their truck. When Mr. Sun and Mr. Dai returned in the afternoon, they were stopped by the traffic police and arrested by officers from the County Domestic Security Division. The police raided their homes. Mr. Sun's housemates were also arrested. The arrest and financial loss dealt a heavy blow to Mr. Dai, who was still mourning the death of his wife, who died due to the persecution. His health quickly declined, and he died a month later on February 11, 2022. He was 60.
U.S. Independence Day celebrations welcome Falun Dafa nationwide. The 4th of July holiday commemorates the United States' adoption of the Declaration of Independence in 1776 and the birth of the nation. Throughout the country, Falun Dafa practitioners took part in many parades and celebrations, including events described here, as well as festivities in the communities of Redwood City, California, Chicago, Illinois, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Columbus, Ohio, Newark, Delaware, and more. The Independence Day Parade in Washington, D.C. was held on July 4th. Tens of thousands of people from across the U.S. and other countries gathered in the nation's capital to enjoy the festivities. Falun Dafa practitioners were warmly welcomed by spectators from around the world. Over 100 groups participated in the parade. Crowds of spectators lined both sides of Constitution Avenue, and multiple TV stations covered the event live. The Falun Dafa group was once again a highlight of the parade. The 130-member Tianguo Marching Band was the largest Chinese band in the parade. In addition, more than 20 Falun Dafa practitioners were invited by the organizers to pull a huge inflatable cartoon tiger drum major on a cart, adding to the festive atmosphere. Several young practitioners demonstrated the 5 sets of Falun Dafa exercises on a beautifully decorated Falun Dafa float, emblazoned with the words, "Falun Dafa is good," and "Truthfulness, Compassion, Tolerance." 8 female practitioners dressed as celestial maidens gracefully accompanied the float. In Huntington Beach, California, thousands of people lined the route for the largest Independence Day parade in the western United States. The Tianguo Marching Band, one of the 232 entries in the parade, received the John Philip Sosa Award in recognition of its excellent music and outstanding contribution. The Falun Dafa entry included a float decorated in red, white, and blue, with a practitioner dressed as a heavenly maiden, followed by a contingent of practitioners demonstrating the exercises. The city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and its suburb of Glenside held impressive parades on July 4th. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to both events to join the festivities, along with other participants dressed in various ethnic costumes. The practitioners' waist drum team and lotus flower group traveled from New York to participate and were well received by parade goers. In Houston, Texas, Falun Dafa practitioners from the local area, as well as from College Station, Austin, and San Antonio, were invited to take part in the Independence Day parade. Practitioners were warmly received by spectators along the route. One person exclaimed, "We need truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. You are a very good group." The Independence Day parade, which started in the 1970s, is an important patriotic event in the community. This year is the 49th year the parade was held, and this year's theme was Wings of Liberty, celebrating the bald eagle. The parade highlighted the bald eagle, the national bird of the United States, to underscore the nation's independent courage and spirit of freedom. Falun Dafa practitioners carried the U.S. flag, followed by banners which displayed the words, "Falun Dafa is good, the world needs truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance," and "Falun Dafa in Texas." Behind them came the float, colorful flags, and waist drummers. Some people along the parade route waved their flags or clapped and cheered when they saw practitioners. Others took photos or asked for information about Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa practitioners from Rhode Island and Massachusetts joined the 240th Annual Independence Day Parade in Bristol, Rhode Island. Spectators arrived as early as the night before to view the 2.5-mile-long parade. This year, the practitioners' group featured a team demonstrating the standing exercises of Falun Dafa and a decorated float. On the float, practitioners dressed as celestial maidens demonstrated the sitting meditation of Falun Dafa and danced with silky ribbons. As the practitioners' group walked the parade route, they were greeted with cheers and applause. Many people exclaimed, "Falun Dafa," or "beautiful." Some followed their movements as practitioners demonstrated the exercises. Many people took photos of practitioners with their cell phones. Some took photos with the float. One of the hosts for the committee's live stream of the parade said, as practitioners marched past, "I love it how they promote peace and wellness. It's beautiful."
Falun Dafa celebrated in Sydney, Australia. A celebration to commemorate Falun Dafa's worldwide introduction was held at Parramatta Town Hall Square in Sydney on June 28. Local citizens and elected officials attended the event and said they appreciated Falun Dafa's contribution to people's physical and mental health, morality, and the community's cultural diversity. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises. City Councilor Helen Hughes said, "The fundamental virtues of your great movement, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, are of great significance to our lives." Senior City Councilor Paul Girard of Cumberland spoke highly of Falun Dafa's values and said he would propose a motion to commend the spiritual practice in the following month. He said, "In July, Councilor Hughes and I will propose a motion in the Cumberland City Council to designate May 13th of each year as Falun Dafa Day." The mayor's office sent a congratulatory letter and city councilors spoke at the event. Councilor Jennifer Walther attended in person and said in her speech, "These are values we can apply in our day-to-day life. They offer comfort and stillness in today's fast-paced world." She also noted that Falun Dafa has a profound history and is accepted as well as practiced by tens of millions of people globally. Councillor Walther added, "I think it is remarkable that in our area the morning practice of Falun Dafa has been ongoing for 8 years, which is something worth celebrating."
Thank you for listening to the Mingwei Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.